Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian in Jacksonville, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, based on your interview, I'm curious what your take is on the defensive ability of the current top contenders in the NFL. What I'm saying is there's so much focus on the offense and the fact that everybody's scoring a lot of points. Which of the contenders, let's say the five or six contenders, which one or two do you think has the best defense? And with Bosa coming back, you know, how important will defense be going down into this year's playoffs?
Well, I think it's obviously hugely crucial down the stretch and in the postseason. I think, you know, you've all heard millions of times defense wins championship. I think those days are kind of gone now. It's become such a quarterback league and such an offensive league. It's about scoring points. But I still think it's going to be crucial because playoff games are determined in the trenches and defensively who makes stops. You got to stop somebody. And I think, you know, if I were to guess, it's weird because I think the Chiefs defense is kind of average, if you ask me. I don't think they're that good, to be honest with you. I think the Chargers defense is a lot better than the Chiefs, and we pointed that out lately in the six-game streak. They went from allowing 30 points a game to 15, so they've gotten better defensively. I think the Steelers are below them as well. They've allowed a lot of points. And I think the Patriots' defense is terrible, to be honest with you. Everyone will say I'm crazy, but, I mean, they've literally allowed, I mean, literally, of all the first-place teams in the AFC, they're the worst. Kansas City's 4 points worse. That's amazing to me that those two teams, they are so good offensively that their defenses suck, and they still are in first place and winning, right? So I think that's a problem. If I were to look at defenses right now, I'd say the best defense that I've seen in the NFL this year is probably the Bears, right? I mean, they've allowed 175 points. No one really – Dallas has actually allowed less, but, you know, they're not in first place. So of all the teams that are in first place that have a shot, even the Saints allow a lot of points – they don't care, it would appear to me, about stopping anybody. They just score more than everybody, right? They just keep scoring. And I think that a lot of teams, you know, base their style on scoring. Like, the Redskins have scored one more point than their defense has allowed. I mean, they're not even that good offensively scoring. So I do think it'll make a difference in the end. The Rams allow a lot of points. I don't think their defense is that good. Everybody brags about how great their defense is. I don't think it's that great. I think Aaron Donald's great, but I'm not sure the rest of them are as great as everybody thinks they are. You know, I mean.
Right now, the top five defenses in the NFL, if you go by yards allowed
right,
per game.
Is who?
Three of them wouldn't be in the playoffs right now. Two of them aren't even close. The number one team in terms of yards per game
the
allowed.
The Ravens?
The Buffalo Bills.
Oh, really?
302 yards a game they allow on D. The Ravens are second. Jaguars are third. And then the Bears are fourth, followed by the Vikings. Bears and Vikings, you think, going to be playoff teams.
All right, so wait. Give me the list of who's the best defenses again.
If you go by total yards a game, the Bills are number one.
Right.
Ravens two.
Right.
Jaguars three.
Right.
Bears four. Vikings five.
Yeah, I would say, yeah,
and then you get into,
I like the Vikings defense.
Then you get into Tennessee, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Houston, you know, in the top
second
10.
Tier.
But there's teams that are going to be in the playoffs that are in the bottom five. Kansas City, 29th right now in total defense.
Yeah, like I said, I think their defense sucks.
The Rams right now are 13th in total D. The
Saints, again, I think their defense
Saints
sucks.
Saints are 24th.
I think their defense sucks.
The Bengals, who we talked about a lot this week in terms of who could maybe be that sixth seed in the AFC,
right,
last, 32nd. They allow 454 yards per game.
Jesus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.